Who is?
My name's Adrian Race and I'm the race office manager for the BG Global Challenge.
Now, you're feeling a huge sense of relief that it's all, well, they will soon all be safely returned to the fold.
I'm very pleased that the first three, Group 4, Toshiba, Wave Warrior and Consulate, came in at the times that we predicted. I'm looking forward to giving accurate arrival times for the rest of the fleet. I will be very relieved on Friday and look forward very much to the world party that BT are throwing on Friday, because by that time, God willing, all the yachts will be safely in, and God bless them, they've done a tremendous job, and our job will be pretty much over by then as well.
Of course, what happens is, while the race is going on, people forget that in the race office in Southampton, everybody's busy beavering away 24 hours a day. You know, you've been maintaining watches, haven't you, throughout the race, over the 10 months.
That is correct, yes. We've had three race officers who've been maintaining the watch system, and myself as manager standing by ready to step in as and when. Yes, certainly, the race office has been manned 24 hours a day when the yachts have been at sea, and we've been responsible for putting the information about the yachts and where, what their positions and what they're doing and any stories and that sort of thing coming off the yachts into the public domain.
And now, looking back over the last 10 months, has that gone well and been successful?
We've been very pleased with the way it's gone. The technology that BT put in place has worked absolutely superbly. There's been no problems with it whatsoever. It was very user-friendly as far as we in the race office were concerned, and yet it produced exactly the data that the various media and the public domain in general needed. And so our work was hard and insistent, but it's produced the results that everybody required, and that is very gratifying.
And of course, as well as feeding the world with information about how the boats were doing, you were also responsible for making sure the race itself was running smoothly, that the crews and the boats were getting safely around the world.
Yes, I suppose we were, in that we were monitoring what was going on. If any crises developed, then we were quickly in touch with emergency services. We had two or three occasions of that, and that also worked smoothly. The challenge business, the organisers of the race, had put contingency plans in operation, and it was our job to operate those plans, and that all worked very smoothly as well.
Do you think now, with the experience that's been gained over past races and this one, that the whole challenge of racing around the world the wrong way has been sussed, as it were, that now cynics who might still say it's a ridiculous thing to do have been proved absolutely wrong?
I think that there's no doubt now that there are two very distinctive grooves, if you like, around the world in the oceans the wrong way. The 92-93 British Steel Challenge and now the 96-97 BT Global Challenge have shown that it can clearly be done. I think what the cynics, if they still exist, have to sit down and realise is that this is now a bona fide race route, and you know, develop that and turn it into a very competitive event.
And is it like anything now, this is finished, you're busy planning the next one?
Certainly there is a next one. The Challenge 2000 is off the drawing board already. There are bigger yachts being built, 72 footers, and they're not just a concept, they are actually being built as we speak, and Challenge 2000 is a very live event.